Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Marty. How are you?
Wonderful. Heard the bad news the other day, and I saw your message right when we're about to start riding on Saturday. I'm like, you know what? I got to focus on dirt biking and not diamonds.
100%. I get you completely. No, I'm none too pleased. I've been a good partner. I've done a lot of things for Erica and the team, but she was cagey as shit and would not tell me. She just said I was $10,000 more expensive. Sure, tell me what I'm competing against. She wouldn't.
Gotcha.
She wouldn't. Also, I thought I was the only three showing. Apparently, Jor sends two others. I'm not interested in this game. So
right.
I'm calling all my goods back, and you know, I'm not even going to accept Amex going forward. I think it should be, you know, if Abrams wants to send the business elsewhere, that's fine. It's 100%
understandable. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So, I'd do the same thing if I were you. I don't like it either.
Well,
but at least she was calling you again. That was a start in the right direction, but then, you know,
well,
she was cagey then.
Well, and then I get a call from Haley for 2 1-carat emeralds matching for side stones, and she tells me, are you mounting up an emerald?
I don't know what the fuck she's using those for, actually.
Right.
That's
so
a good question.
She says it's a completely different customer, and if that's true, great. If not, yeah.
No, it is. She's got some cool little funny kind of rectangular cushion. There's some kind of a specialized cushion match. She loves matched pairs, but yeah, she's got some call up her sleeve.
She told me
she's asking me about
emerald, a green emerald center. So
yeah, well, so I had a ring I was working on, and then right before I could get it, it was supposed to be done for this fucking party, and she sold the damn emerald. And it's going to be a pendant now. I'm like, wait a minute, what? So, yeah, so I've got 4 fucking models I painted Friday afternoon. They were supposed to be shown Friday. And it's like, well, if you can't cut the sprues off the thing and get them painted or cut the seats in the models, you're out of luck. I'm stuck with people.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I'm fucking having a meltdown.
No, I get you,
man.
I don't mean to throw anything on you. I appreciate your insight and everything you've done for me, but, like, it's not paying. Like, I can't leave goods in both locations. And
right.
I appreciate that she called me. I'm not, but, like, I work in a world of complete transparency. And if you're not even going to tell me
right.
what the competition is, you know, it's, and again, if it was 10 grand, I wasn't there. I couldn't see the diamonds. I can't tell
right.
you why my item is more expensive if I don't know what I'm
competing. Well, this one had strong. That's why it was 50%
of the list. Then. Like,
yeah.
Okay, then I don't feel bad at all about the cost of the diamond. I actually have 4 other, and it's driving me nuts. I have 4 other emerald calls in 3 carats that came in over the weekend. We don't have enough emeralds, so if we can rock those back, you know, it's insane. But the big problem that I've been seeing, well, Marty, I found the exact same thing online for cheaper, and it's like, well, my clients aren't going. Well, no, you didn't. Because GIA is G-O-D, you know what I mean? Like, that's the big problem
right.
I'm having is some schmuck in New York is listing his goods direct to public, and, you know, it's a bait and switch, you know?
Right.
So.
It's ugly. But I need to pull yours out and do a good side-by-side. She literally, they came in, she threw it at me and says, they're going to lunch and a couple errands. Put this emerald cut in this ring. They'll be back in about 2 hours. I was like, oh. The old John Abrams trick. He used to do that to me all the fucking time. I said, you know what happens every time you have not enough time? Something will go wrong. Oh, and boy, did it ever.
What do you mean?
Pulled the CZ out of the Tacori and the motherfucking CZ. They had the prongs finished for a flat, thin, cubic fucking zirconia. I go to set the emerald cut in there. It's like, huh. Well, isn't this special? So you got to fill in the prongs, grow them up.
No.
I mean, it was 4 hours later. So these people came back. I'm like, Erica, we got problems here. I mean, I'm digging to China, trying to fit this in. You got to rebuild the prongs, reshape everything. And I pulled the CZ out of the trash. I just cut the fucking thing so I wouldn't have to tear up the prongs.
Yeah.
And I laid it face down. I'm like, look, this thing is flat as a board. And it's been, you know.
A diamond is going to be.
The mounting's cut for it, flat as a, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a good-looking diamond. There's a GVS2 for $10,250 a carat.
Yeah.
And the way they bought this. They must have been shopping. Erica said they recognized the price was good, and they pounced on it, and it was all about the almighty dollar, so they've been snooping around. I don't even know these people. Never heard of their name in my life. It's weird.
Well, I really appreciate that. You finally told me what I lost against. Because, again, even if I were a few percent premium, like, a strong fluorescent diamond is going to be infinitely more.
50% of lift, basically.
Yeah.
All day long.
And
it's
again,
beautiful diamond. Doesn't show any haze or milk, but yours can specialize in that shit. He loves, and Abrams loves fluorescent diamonds. That's why he bought that 357 from me that time. He loves fucking fluorescents.
Right.
But it's all about the price, you know?
Right. Bought that 357 and then slow paid me for 9 months. Like,
I would have told him to fuck. I would have told him to fuck off right then and there.
Yeah.
Earlier.
So, again, I love you to death. I hope you don't take any of this. Like, I appreciate your.
No, I watch the way this place runs, and it just pisses me off.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Now, does that mean that if she calls me tomorrow for a diamond need, I don't send you a diamond with a smile on my face? Of course. But there's a lot of things that I do on the back end to try and make things easier. And
right.
I'm just not interested in
like that new memo you were going to replace the old memo with. I told the fuck off.
Well, no, I'm not.
Just let him figure it out.
I'm not sending more goods.
If you
get something tomorrow, you'll have it tomorrow. And it pisses me off though because I know I'm kind of shooting myself. If you had goods, then you're going to sell goods over the next 6 weeks. But,
right. And when Abrams comes in, this will be a good experience for everyone. How come we don't have any memo? How come we don't have any diamonds? Well, because Dror won't leave us any memo, and you guys are selling his shit, not Garrett's. There you go. In a nutshell.
Why does he not leave goods?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why does does he take Amex now?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
But he charges 3%.
Right.
Or 3.5%.
I was going to waive the first.
No difference.
I told him. I was waiving the first. I can only.
No, don't do that.
Well, I told him. I'm waiving the first Amex if we can do everything in net 30 as opposed to splitting everything up. So I'll save him that 3%, but if he wants terms, I have to charge 3%. But anyway, how was your weekend? I was riding. Now that that's
it was amazing.
Yeah?
It was freaking amazing. It was cold, but I think it was 30. We were at 6,050 feet. And snow on the trail, and I'm like, getting up there, you're all bundled up, and you're like, oh, crap, I overdressed. Now you're kind of wet.
Yeah.
And then you get up there, and you stop, and you're like, oh, now I'm turning into an ice cube.
Not
then
wet,
you get
and
going
cold.
Again, and you're fine. It's hot, cold. But it was pretty, I'll send you a couple photos. It was pretty cool. I saw some really interesting little black deer. I'd never seen deer up there before. But we were just happened to be parked, and I see some movement up on the hillside. Deer are usually brown. I've never seen a black deer, but there they were.
Wild.
It was kind of cool. Pretty cool, Bill. Yeah, only two of us went. It was small groups. It was cool. It's more fun with a bunch of guys, but then everyone's going a million different directions, like herding cats, trying to keep track of where everyone's at. So group usually splits up into twos or threes.
Yeah.
Depending. But, yeah, it was just two of us. It was a nice day. We got schooled by some 20-year-old kids. These guys come riding out of a trail. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even see that there's a trail there. So I'm like, we got to go check this out. Oh, we got all stuck on this nasty side hill, straight up, straight down, and a little shelf trail. Couldn't get turned around. It was a bitch. We got out of there and were just sopping wet. Then we watched these kids climbing these hills. They're acting like these are no big – they look like the Empire State Building, just straight up and then straight down. Oh, my God. These guys were just sliding their back brake, locked their back brake, and just free slide down. They're doing like 60 miles an hour at the bottom of the hill, and it's rough as hell. And then one guy pile drives himself, goes sliding into home plate, picks up his bike, dusts himself off, flips around, rides a wheelie, warp, 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 right back up the hill. I'm like, oh, my God. We're looking at each other like, these fuckers. And they get down to the bottom of the hill. They finally take off their helmet. I'm like, oh, this explains it, Dean. We're both 58. And this kid looks like he's 23, this one's 25, this one maybe he's the old man at 27. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, listen, it's Jake Paul versus Tyson, but dirt bike.
Exactly. That's what we felt like. We
yeah,
looked
but
like
you
Mike
were
Tyson
blocked paid for you. I
around.
Thought you could have knocked him out. I bet.
Man,
but,
it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone just shoved the memo up their ass. They don't deserve any. I'm glad the girls aren't here to hear this because I'd probably get in trouble. But I want to pull yours out and see. It was HVS for 14.9. His was GVS for 10.250, but strong.
Yeah.
But
even then, I am more my, I guess his was a little bit smaller, but like, and again,
I've got to see the dimensions on yours. I haven't checked them out.
See the $10,000 difference. And I get that, but what was driving me nuts, and again, I'm talking myself down here because I was seeing red. When I called her, she wouldn't shoot straight with me. She wouldn't tell me, this is what's going on, this is what's happening. I cannot help if I don't know what's going on. And I asked like five different ways. Hey, well, tell me a little bit about the competing stone. Maybe there's a reason I'm premium. Maybe there's something else I could do. But she already had it sold, so she didn't care. And I get that. At the end of the day, your job is to make a sale. I get that.
Right.
But she told me that the girl really liked the biggest one I sent, but she couldn't see. It, like, if you had just shown my three diamonds, one of them would have gone.
Right.
Because if she liked the biggest one and it was in budget, something that was $20,000 cheaper would have been in budget too. But strong fluorescent. Even the memo I've tried to send has been strong fluorescence, but that's not turning. And if they're getting a lot more calls like this, and I'm not helping with it, like, again, you know, I don't ever believe in burning a bridge. I hope she calls me for the next need, but I can't do all the extras.
They're taking it for granted, and then they still are retarded in not understanding 30, 60, 90 is not normal. I don't know what's going to take. It's 30 fucking days.
Right.
30. I mean, drawer, you can stretch into about 45. So he gets paid in about 45 days, but not 90.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah. I appreciate you being the advocate for corner on others. There's only so much you can do, and you know, it is the game. They're not in a vacuum. I've been dealing with it all over the place. And, you know, I'm not a dime a dozen. My expertise goes a long way, and I bust ass for all my clients. And when an opportunity comes along and I get hosed, I have an email right here where she said, those three are great. I'll only show yours. And then I'm told.
Oh, really?
Well,
she'll only show yours?
Well, she said, those are the ones I'll show.
What?
And, again, you want to extrapolate from that, okay. If you want to say, well, it was good wordsmithing, you got me. Because if I'm sending three, I don't expect you to get two others in because I can't. The numbers game in that alone isn't. I am only compensated when a store sells a diamond of mine.
Right.
People are like, well, why do you get all
that? That works.
That's
how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I get hosed on the other end, basically eating lunch at 4 in the afternoon and having a heart attack and I've got people lined up out there and no one's helping. That doesn't fucking fit. I'm like, God.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Again, at least that part wasn't induced by my actions. But I can't imagine what you deal with, you know, being the only set of hands capable of doing this stuff. And
the other day I was stuck out there and some pissed off lady, her diamond was loose. Well, Haley made a 3-prong mounting in yellow, and I told her, these prongs are kind of thin. Well, I'm like, okay, well. Hey, Leslie comes out and says, Marty, I hate to take him away from you right now, but I need him. I came back and she's like, Jesus Christ, can't Haley tighten a fucking diamond? I was like, no. No help. No help. So I've got two groups of people waiting. They had appointments, of course, and May Leslie was saying, oh, he's busy. And they start showing up anyway, going, what the hell's going on? I thought we had an appointment. I'm like, I've been calling your cell phone. I'm like, oh, well, I'm out here and it's back there, so sorry about that. Sit here and get in line, and then I have to go out and tighten the damn diamond. Yeah, it's bad. But I was sitting under this oak tree looking up at this gorgeous cliffside, and Dean's all, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm meditating.
And then I send you a text. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that was
oh,
sitting there holding my fingers together in that Zen position going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I said, listen to that. All you hear are birds and the wind rustling through the trees. Oh.
And it feels good to be alive, doesn't it?
Oh, it was nice.
Now, and again, like, here I look at this, and we've done $8,200 this year.
Jesus God, that's terrible.
So it's again, I'm trying to, and here I am trying to justify my frustration, but, and I'm glad I have you as a soundboard because I can be very sharp-tongued and I guess a gift and a curse in this industry, but, you know, what I don't understand is she built the ring, right, or she just did the CAD?
Morning, man. Oh, this is pre-made to Corey.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But that's why
gotcha.
I was like quick to go into lunch, slap it in, boom.
Yeah.
There wasn't any casting finishing, otherwise it's a two-day project.
Yeah.
So, yes, sir, that was the first slap one into a Tacori ring, but the rounds are one thing, but the fancies now I know, and hopefully everyone else knows that maybe you ought to get
not
more
a cookie
than
cutter.
While they're eating a fucking sandwich. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Come on. All right, well, I better get moving.
Yeah, get after it, Marty. Thanks for hearing me, bitch, but I'm sure we'll sell something before now and the end of the year.
I hope so, brother.
All right.
Hang in there.
Thanks, Marty.
See you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.